Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
Is it ever okay to leave a child alone in a car, even for just a couple of minutes? A mum has sparked a debate online about when, if ever, it was okay to leave a toddler alone in the car. The woman explained that her husband leaves their 20-month-old child in the car while he goes inside to get petrol or to pay for his petrol at the petrol station. Taking to the parent forum online to vent her anger, she said, "I'm horrified that he's left her." Imagine doing this about your own husband online. I mean, I'm horrified that he's left her and said, "I really don't want him to do it again. He thinks I'm being ridiculous as it's only for a few minutes." Is it ever acceptable of a parent, even if they're running into the shop just for a couple of minutes, to leave their child in the car? Let's say the child is 2 or 3 in the car alone. That was the question she asked. And I know parents who have left their sleeping babies, for example, in the car or, you know, I suppose in the garden, maybe, you know, outside, you know, they go back into the house and they leave the baby in the car or at the shopping centre because they didn't want to wake them. Is that okay? Or do you think it should be illegal to leave a child in a car? While we don't have specific legislation in this particular area, under the 2001 Children's Act, it is an offence to willfully ill-treat, neglect or abandon a child. Now, I don't know whether you would class, you know, going into the garage to pay for your petrol as abandoning a child or neglecting a child, but a fine up to €1,500 or 12 months in prison can be imposed. I don't believe anybody has ever been fined on those grounds. Maybe for, you know, leaving a child on their own somewhere and going off and just abandoning them. That's a different kettle of fish. Anyway, it could be seen as abandonment, but it's unclear in law. And I don't think a parent is, you know, going into the shop can really be classed as abandonment, as I said. But should we have a clear law around it? Maybe you think the government, or if you were in government, you should have this kind of parenting law. Or do you believe that kind of is a nanny state mentality and you'd be against the idea? Or maybe you think it would be a better and safer option if it was illegal. In the UK, the law doesn't say an age when you can leave a child on their own, but it is an offence to leave a child alone if it places them in risk or in harm's way. So the law is very vague, really, in most countries in relation to it. But should it be illegal to leave a child in the car on their own for any period of time? Let me know what you think. Should we make it illegal? 087-188-0008. Laws, laws, laws. Karen, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Karen. Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't. Now.
Now, you see, now you're now, coming, now. Now you're coming across as the perfect parent.
Perfect Karen. no, I haven't. My nerves would be gone. I wouldn't be able to do it. With that said, I have probably left the 3 of them in the car when I run in to pay for my diesel, as opposed to leaving one of them. But again,
is that the same thing?
It is the same. No, it is. It is. I have done it. I would like to think I haven't done it very often. Where I can, I'll avoid having to stop for diesel. So if it means I have to stop, I go out the night before, before I know I'm going to have the 3 kids in the car, I'll do that.
Or do you really plan that far ahead? I've never planned that far ahead in my life.
That's the way I would work anyway.
Okay. Right.
But yeah, I would. Sooner than leave them in the car. Or I'd go to a self-service petrol pump where you just stand and put your card in.
Right, okay.
Which is so much more convenient, and they should all be like that, but that's another day's story.
Yeah, it's a bit complicated, but it takes €1, isn't it? And then it takes the rest when you pay for it, yeah, whatever, yeah.
Well, yeah. No, the one I use, you select how much you want.
Oh, okay.
So if you want 30 diesel, you put 30, and it'll stop at 30.
But you might not know how much you want. I find that, when I go to America, I find that really complicated.
Well, I never fill it. I always put exactly what. The same amount in the car every week.
There's a debate going on at the moment. Sorry to completely change the subject, but there's a debate going on at the moment as to whether you should fill your car or half fill it. And
I normally go with the half fill mark.
Yeah, I was talking. Now, you never let a car run empty because then it sucks up dirt, right? You're not supposed to be down to the quick, so to speak.
I live on the edge sometimes.
Yeah, but I was reading about this the other day. So there's a whole debate. When you fill the car up, your car is carrying extra weight. So the weight of the next, you know, of that 20 litres of fuel,
it's going to burn out of it anyway.
Yeah, no, well, you're burning off more fuel. So they say that ideally you should always keep your car between a quarter and half full.
Right.
For the best fuel economy.
Yeah, that's
and Eamon Ryan will love me for telling people that.
The same amount in every week. We shouldn't be using petrol or diesel anyway. Or we shouldn't. We should all be on our bicycles.
We stop, would you? Anyway, getting back to this. So, I mean, when, let's say...
Where possible, I avoid it. But I would never leave, not that it makes any difference if I leave one or three of them in it, I know that, but I would never leave one of them in the car on their own.
So this story, the baby is 20 months old, right?
I definitely wouldn't leave a 20-month-old in the car to turn
asleep.
My back.
She's probably asleep.
I still wouldn't have done it.
He's only running in for petrol, to pay for the petrol. You can see out the window.
My nerves will be gone that someone will plough into my car. You see the way you have maniacs going in and out.
That can happen anyway.
I know it could happen anyway, but you know, any of these freak incidents, it's always, I turn my back for a second. I literally ran in for a second. Like, yeah,
we got a bit bonkers. I mean, my dad used to leave me, sister, and me brother in the car for 3 or 4 hours when he'd go into the pub.
Oh, yeah, look, I was the same when we were kids.
A bottle of Coke and a packet of crisps, and we were happy.
Yeah, happy days, you were grand, and you didn't move outside the car. But I couldn't trust, particularly my youngest, I couldn't trust him. Yesterday I was out for dinner. I literally, when I say I turned my back, he was there and then he was gone and he darted out the front door of the restaurant.
Oh no.
So that's what, I don't trust toddlers at that age. An older child, yeah, grand.
But then if they're a bit older, they won't be in a bit, at least when they're young and they're babies, they're in their little seat, you know, strapped in.
Well, the age, like I have a
But the older one, like the little, say if it's a little
Houdini.
Young fella. Okay, but say it's a little young fella, Houdini. Say it's a little young fella and he's 7 or 8. He might go, yeah. I wonder what that handbrake does. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you could argue the same with the older ones.
My 3-year-old would be that 7 or 8-year-old. But my 5 and 8-year-old are not that. So, I suppose it depends on your circumstances and your kids. I couldn't trust my 3-year-old at any point.
Mm. Right. Okay.
He's just a bit of a...
Yeah, okay. Well, let me stay there, Karen. Let me go to Anna. Anna, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Anna?
Hi, how are you? How's
Good.
It going?
Anna, should we have legislation? Karen kind of thinks, well, I don't know whether she thinks we should have legislation, but
no,
she'd never do it. Yeah, she thinks we should.
Come on, please. What do you do when you have to go to the toilet, when you have to go out to the shed for turf, when your neighbour comes to the door? You're going to pick up little sleeping Johnny every single time you have to turn your back on him. Let's get real here. If you've got a child who's normally sleeping and you know your child and you have to run in and you can see the car from the window to pay for your petrol and run out again, would you really wake a child to do that? No, you wouldn't. Now,
Karen would.
Well, if Karen has children who's notoriously like wriggly and always trying to get out of car seat, absolutely have to bring that child in. That child can't be trusted. That's a no-brainer. But if you know your child and your child is normally fairly good in the car, they're fairly obedient, they sit quiet and they do their business, they get back in 1 second and you can see them from the window, where is the harm of that? Legislating for that, I mean, that's just a new level. Like, it's just maniac.
Yes.
And people then who leave kids in cars for hours at a time, obviously that's totally wrong.
Mm. Yeah, it's a new level of nanny state is what you're saying.
Ah, stop that. How are people ever going to be trusted if they never get the chance to kind of dip their toe in the water?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then these kids grow up and they're always waiting for somebody to catch them when they fall. If they never fall, how are they ever going to learn?
Yeah, I normally agree with Karen. She's normally the sensible one, but not today.
I just think it takes such a split second for things to go wrong.
And sure, it does anyway.
That would be my mentality. And if
absolutely.
You could lose them in a second, and I just couldn't bear the thought of that.
Absolutely could. I've lost a child in Tesco's for about 35 seconds and I nearly was sick. And I turned around to walk, it's supposed to be behind me, but turned around and went the other way. And by the time I walked up the other end of the corridor, there he was crying. And it was 35 seconds. So I know how quickly these things can happen. But he was right beside me. And the only thing I wasn't doing was holding his hand because I had 2 bags of shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So am I going to be legislated against because I didn't hold the child's hand? You know? I mean, we have to kind of be a bit practical here as well.
Car
is outside your window. Outside the window, you're in there, you're paying for your petrol, you can see everything. What's the difference between being in it? Looking at him, besides looking at him through the window.
I remember that fear of losing a child in the shop, by the
way. It's awful.
I remember being with my daughter one day, right? And I had been holding her hand. I think it was in Penny's or somewhere. I'd been holding her hand, but I obviously looked at a shirt or something or whatever. And I looked, and she was gone. And she was only about 5, right? And she was gone. And all that's going through your head is, you're seeing press conferences. And,
oh, yeah.
And you're the fault. It's your fault.
I'm nearly sick now thinking about it. It's years ago.
Someone's just taken them. They're gone.
Oh, stop. That's the
your little darling, and they're gone. Yeah.
That doesn't happen too often, but like, can I just point out? It's
the way
quite rare.
Just runs away with
it. Oh, yeah, and it's my fault. Everyone's going to be looking at me. I'll be at the press conference doing the crying.
In your nice shirt from Penny's.
Yeah. So Anna is kind of right, Karen, on this occasion. I think it is ridiculous. If you bring in legislation, you're going to have people fined and charged just for leaving little Johnny and Mary asleep, who's, you know, a year old in the back of the car, when literally they can see the window of the car from the window of the garage while they're handing over their 20 quid for the diesel. I mean, really, you couldn't bring that in, Karen. It would be unworkable. It'd be silly.
No, I know. I suppose it's more the ones that leave the kids in the car and, you know, run in.
I think they're being watched on another level.
20 minutes later, they're still, you know, there's still no one in the car with the kids, like.
What's the youngest, Anna, you should leave a child on their own?
Well, what do you mean? On their own when I'm going in for petrol?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about babysit children. Would you leave like a 5 or 6-year-old on their own in the car?
For going for petrol?
Yeah, if you're going for petrol.
Yeah, but I'd be turning off the engine and bringing in the key and don't touch anything or, you
know. What about if you're running?
If they can get out and I can get milk or something other than petrol, if they can get out by themselves, they're coming in with me. Because
right,
you couldn't trust them.
Right, okay. Because they'll take the handbrake off or something.
The handbrake off or any of those kind of things. You know where you are, you know where they come. If it's somewhere new and you're not sure of the area, yeah, I always bring them in. They get out and come on in. That's gold.
Yes.
Then you're caught for a sweet or an ice cream or something like that and you can't win. You're not supposed to give them sweets either.
Yeah, and there's normally killings when you leave two. At one stage I had 3 all in around the same age, and they kill each other in the back of the car
100%.
Yeah, nobody
from the window.
I remember one day coming out, and I had the two of them in the back of the car. They were in around. There's only a year between them, and I came out, and they were in about 4 or 5, and one had poured a yop over the other one's head.
Oh, smell.
Smell was in the car for days.
But that's great. I don't think you'd get that carry on if it was just two.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I'm going to, and the flaking goes on. Yeah, no,
nobody warned
goes on.
Me about three. Nobody said it to me before I had the third one. Nobody said, Karen, now just think about this.
Yeah,
no, the 3-1 is dangerous.
Well, hang on a second. Thanks, Anna, because I know Anna has to go there. Let me just go to Nigel as well. Nigel, you're an Ireland's classic. It's how you doing, Nigel?
How are you doing?
Karen seems to think this is a serious situation. On a serious note, because obviously this guy left a 20-month-old baby in the car, and his own, his wife went bonkers. I mean, is it a serious situation?
No, it's not a serious situation.
No?
PC SH1T again, Niall.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Karen's just not a good parent, then. Is that what you're telling me?
Karen's a great parent.
She's just being a good parent.
Yeah, but you're always going to get people that, like, nervous to leave a child somewhere. That's fine. I don't think, in fairness to Karen, I don't think she was going all down the legislation. I think she was just saying, in fairness to her.
Yeah, I kind of dragged her into that, didn't I?
I think she was just saying it's not for me. I'd be too nervous. I'd be terrified. Something could happen, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. Me, personally, I have 3 boys. I have 4 going on 5, 6 going on 7, 9 going on 10. Or, sorry, 8 going on 9. And it's the same thing. If they're in the car, I'll get the car as close to the door, to the shop window as I can. I'll run in, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever it is. There's my phone. Put on YouTube. I'm back in a minute. And I'll go. Now, look, if I was going into Tesco's and had to go around the aisles and couldn't keep an eye on the car, yeah, by all means, throw them into a trolley. Yeah, grand. If you're going in 30 seconds, boom, 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 20 quid worth of diesel. Thanks, love. Off you pop. Come on, Niall. Legislation.
Yeah.
They let you smoke in the car when your child's in it.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they say something about that?
There is legislation about smoking in your child in the car, but nobody's actually ever been arrested for it.
No, you can vape away.
I think
the whole
it's more that you need whatever about running in and paying for your diesel, but I have seen kids left in cars at supermarkets. I don't think that's right.
As I said, Karen, I said it in my message to Ashleen, I said it in message. If you're going away from the car, 100, 200 yards away from the car, which you could be, if you went into a busy Tesco, you could be on the far side, you could be 100 yards away from your child. You, even if something did happen, you no chance. But what are you going to do every time you want to go upstairs to go to the bathroom? Come on with me, so I'm sitting at the door here.
You're a man. I don't have that luxury. I normally have a fan crowd with me.
What's up,
anyway, wherever I go.
It's nothing got to do with being a man or a woman, no matter where my 4-year-old is. If I go to the bathroom, all I hear is, Daddy, are you in there? That's all I hear.
Yeah.
It's like a sensor goes off when I go to the bathroom.
Well, look, to the extreme, by the way, I mentioned this a while ago, that going back about 7 or 8 years ago, I was in Airside. I went over to Airside Retail Park there in Swords one day. And as I get out of the car, I noticed there was a baby in the back of a car beside me. And the window was open slightly, about, you know, 2 or 3 inches open. And it was a reasonably warm day. I wouldn't say it was the height of summer now or anything like that. But anyway, I kind of said nothing. And I said, that's a bit dodge. And I said, maybe they just nipped into a shop. But even that itself concerned me. But so I go back. I went in. I had to go into Harvey Norman's for something. And I come back out again. Baby was still in the car. And then there was another person walked over and I said, there's a baby in the car. And they were looking too. And he said, what we do? And I said, I don't know. I said, right, call the guards. So I called the guards. At that stage, it was about 20 minutes. People are probably saying you should mind your own business. But anyway, I called the guards. The guards arrived. And that was another 20 minutes past. The baby's still in the car. Thankfully, the baby was fast asleep. And so the guards eventually broke the window of the car, opened the door. They took the baby out. One of the guards went off. They eventually found the mother of the child. She was working in one of the shops in Airside.
I remember you telling that story before. Now.
And oh, she had no one to mind her baby that day, so she left the baby in the car.
My head has just gone into overdrive of all the things that could have possibly happened.
She's probably going in and out checking whether she was the child okay or whatever, giving it a feed and going back into work or whatever, you know?
Imagine being in that position that you had to do that in the first place.
There was a man only in the last, what, 2 or 3 years, and unfortunately...
That's right.
Forgot. And
he forgot that it was his turn to bring the child, he made off to work and forgot the child.
Yeah,
the child
forgot, it was the height of the summer and it's heartbreaking.
As Niall said, when you bring it to that level and you bring it to that extremity, it's proper scary. But I think you're popping in and out of the shop. I think, as the other guy said, you know your child, you have a fair idea. It's like, is this lad a monkey? Is he going to get out through the window and climb up on top of the shop or something on me?
Yeah.
Or look at it. Or if I give him the YouTube, is he going to stay there? If you have that sort of half and half balance, I think it's okay, man.
Yeah. Well, just stay there a second, because I want to go to Sinead as well. Sinead, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing, Sinead?
Hi, Niall. Good. How are you?
Good. Should it be illegal to leave your child in the car?
I think the legal thing might be a bit excessive, because I don't know how they'd... I don't know how they check that.
Yeah.
As in, you know, there's some people who nip into the petrol station, but that's a scary story that you just told about going in.
That's the extreme, yeah.
That's ridiculous. But the reason I sent a WhatsApp voice note into this a couple of years ago, my dad, 3-year-old, I had reversed the car into the driver, I always reversed it in, and he there's a song on the radio, and he's like, oh, ma'am, can I say this in the song, grand? And I was taking shopping in from the booth, and I took a bag of shopping in, and as I went back out to get the second bag of shopping, the car was rolling across the street.
Oh, no.
He had gotten into the driver's seat, and he had actually taken down the handbrake. It was a Severa. I don't know if you've ever had a Severa, but it's a huge handbrake on them. And I can laugh now because nobody was hurt, but I have trouble even taking the handbrake down sometimes. So I don't know how he did it, but he managed to roll the car across the road. Luckily, we don't have houses across the road. But it bounced up on the curb and rolled back. Thankfully, there was no other children. But again,
and thankfully, there was no other car coming on the road.
Exactly. I mean, it's a quiet road, but it's quite a long road. So yeah. But thankfully, I mean, it could have been a disaster. But thankfully, everything was okay. But I don't think I left them in the car at all. Even in the garden after that, it was like, no, forget it.
And I won't say he was 3.
He definitely wasn't more than 3.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely wasn't.
Karen is shitting herself now, God bless her.
I'm here, my heart is racing.
Yeah,
because, I mean, you'd often, you know, they're sitting in the car, you know, if you're going out and they're ready to go, and it's like, rather than them hanging around the hall making noise, it's like, right, get out of the car, I'll be out now in a second. And it's just, and they're in your front drive.
Yeah.
So you just, and it's not that they're not trustworthy. I mean, they're kids, they're curious, they're climbing all over the place.
Yeah.
But the other thing I was going to say to you about the petrol is my local diesel place, when I pull in there to get diesel, there's a sign up saying the kids aren't allowed out of the car.
Oh, they're not allowed out of the car?
No. Children have to stay in the car the whole time.
Well, I'm assuming you can bring them with you into the shop. I'm assuming that means unattended.
Is that why you're filling your diesel?
I think so, yeah. But I've never seen a sign in any petrol station saying that.
No, I think it's probably worded very badly.
Would that be more kids running around on the forecourt?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a huge place, actually, and there's big, like, you know, big containers of diesel and things like that. And there's ladders, actually, so the kids are probably climbing up the ladders.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, my 3-year-old would be gone.
Yeah, yeah, sounds like it. But if I was going in to get the diesel, before I would have had a petrol car in a normal petrol station, I would have left one of them in the car, ran in to pay, can see them through the window. And, you know, sometimes I thought the guy who was taking the payment from me, I was looking like I was going to make a mad dash because I had my eyes on the window the whole time. You could see them in the car. But I don't know a lot about it. I can't see it being... I can't think of the word.
I don't know why garages are always designed like that, that you can actually see out windows. It's quite convenient, actually. They always have windows. Yeah. So as you can see what number your car is at, because I can never remember what number.
Oh, yeah. I can't even remember the red in my car half the time.
I know. I'm the same as well. Or, you know, you get up to the counter, they go, and you go, yeah, 20 quid on number. I haven't a clue. What sort of car have you got? I don't know.
Which one am I driving today? I wish.
What's your age? Having a clue. Yeah. So, okay. So, Sinead, you don't think a law would be the way forward, but people should use more common sense. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Because I did hear years ago this topic on the radio as well, and some guy rang in and said something about like cars, like instantaneous combustion to do a car as well, where they just fucking explode.
Yeah, that was really
like
that. I mean, that's like saying your house could combust.
Yeah, that's where my house is at all the time.
Mean, that could happen. Cars rarely go on fire nowadays. It can happen, but it's quite rare.
Yeah. Actually, when I was trading in said Severa, one motor guy told me that I don't think you get much luck trading it in because there was a rumour going around that Severa just used to explode.
Go on fire.
So I was like,
which I don't think is true, by the way, can I point
out? No,
there was a rumour going around that they used to roll out with driveways on their own.
By a three-year-old.
Yeah, because three-year-olds were taking their handbrakes off. And mothers were complaining.
I can only laugh about that now, but could you imagine if, like, there had been, I mean, there's a lot of kids on my road.
Yeah.
I had been a kid in a scooter going by. I mean, that would have been the end of the kid. Like, even, and it's not, I'm not on a big slope or anything, but just rolling, a car rolling, a kid wouldn't stand a chance.
I remember when we were young, I don't know, Nigel, if you remember this, I'd go out to my dad's car and he'd leave the keys, you know, he'd leave the car open and I'd go out and I'd spend the day playing in his car, moving the steering wheel and changing the gears.
Yeah.
I was 7 or 8 years of age. Do you remember that,
and
Nigel?
You needed to be 12 stone to be able to turn a wheel in a car in them days. When you bought it, power steering and everything else, you had to be. You had to have the choke out and everything before you could start the bloody thing in the first place.
I was going to say, you remember that old idea, the old idea that you had to have the choke out and pump the accelerator a few times.
You have to go for a workout before you start
the car. All right, listen, thanks very much. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. The question is, should there be a law against actually leaving your kids in the car on their own?
Hi, I just like to say, I don't agree with leaving kids in the car because anything could happen at any stage. You never know the day that the child is going to open up their seatbelt and just get out of the car and, you know, disappear or take the handbrake off. But another thing I'd like to say is, when you're going in to pay for your petrol, would you leave your handbag, your wallet, or your phone sitting on the front seat of your car? Well, I mean, I think a child is more precious than any of those, but there you go. That's my point.
Good point, isn't it? Really, when you think about it like that, it's valuable. But in saying that, mind you, you know, you get money from a Porsche. You could sell a phone. You can't really sell a baby. Well, I suppose there is some people that can probably sell a baby.
Hi, Niall. Sorry, I can't come on. Leaving a baby in the back of a car, whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, even if that child is asleep, the baby could be sick. Somebody could crash into your car. Somebody could rob your car. Or what if something happened to you when you were out of the car?
Never thought of that.
And nobody is aware that you have a baby locked in the back of your car somewhere. All sorts of things can happen. It's absolutely irresponsible. I don't care if it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever. Don't do it. Just carry the child in with you or wake them up. It's not the end of the world, you know?
Yeah, never thought of that. I can hear the spin dryer in the background. Never thought of that, by the way. Yeah, what happens if, say, you're inside and the baby's in the back of your car and you have a heart attack? That's one aspect of it. Nobody would know. They'd be all tending to you, of course, calling an ambulance, the whole lot, doing all the biz. Meanwhile, the baby's still in the back of the car. Nobody knows. Yeah, never thought of that. Those kind of things can happen. I know they're quite rare. And there has been a lot of cases. And when I say a lot, I can count on more than one hand the amount of times in the last 10 years I've heard of a car being stolen with a baby in the back of it. Because, you know, the optimum time for a thief to take a car is when you nip into a shop, because obviously sometimes you might leave the door open. So yeah, that has happened, where babies are in the back of the car. There was one there about 2 or 3 years ago in Balldoyle. Do you remember that? A woman's car was taken with the baby in the back of the car. Thankfully, the car was recovered and the baby was recovered safely as well. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. The questioner is asking is, should it be legal to leave a baby, say, under the age of, or a child under the age of, say, 10, on their own in a car?
The good old days, yeah. And no harm came to any of us. For God's sake, people are too quick to judge people anymore. Like, it's...
Yeah.
The kid on their own for 2 minutes in the car, what harm is going to happen? Ridiculous, overthinking. Go back to the old days, I say.
Back to the old days. Clodagh, what do you reckon? Is it back to the old days?
No, Niall, come on now. We've moved on a bit from that, haven't we?
Have we? Are we more educated now? Is that what you're saying?
We're a bit more educated now than we were back then. There's a lot less cars on the road, a lot less dangers, a lot less electronics and all phones that... petrol pumps and everything else. Come
well,
on
you could, well, you could argue that cars are a lot safer now than they would have been 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
There's less likelihood of a car rolling away or a car going on fire now than there would have been back in the 1980s.
Yeah, but it's not even that, Niall. It's all more technology now, isn't it? Like, kids can lock cars and then they're locked in and, you know, no, too much messing. No, thanks. Let's just make it a little bit easier. Like, we're... There should be legislation passed that makes it a little bit easier for people like that, parents in the car or have something else that they can't actually leave the car to go in, like.
Yeah, okay, so what they should, it says here that your parents should be allowed to pay at the hatch.
Yeah, like the amount of times I've gone up to a hatch to ask them, can I just pay as a baby in the car, and they're like, no, sorry, you have to come in. I'm like, well, sorry, I'll have to come back and pay you later.
Well, that, like a drive-thru.
Surely the machine's, like, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You can make drive-thrus for McDonald's and coffees and everything else. Why can't you just open your hatch for pay for petrol or diesel? Like,
well, I suppose
crazy.
It's one extra member of staff, isn't it? I suppose.
Well, like it's usually up at the till. I don't understand why, if you don't have a hatch, it's usually a window beside it anyway. So,
do you know what? You're probably right, but here's the thing, right? It would be, there's a lot of people that would go in literally just to get their diesel. They don't want anything else. They don't want cakes or cigarettes or anything else or milk.
No. Yeah,
but here's the thing. The whole idea is they don't make much money on diesel or petrol. And the whole idea is to get you into the shop for you to buy something else, because in the queue on the way up, you know, to the Apple Green counter, wherever it is, you know, you might buy a bar of chocolate or a packet of crisps or something. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, but what's worse, not getting your diesel or not getting anything at all? Like,
yeah, well, I mean,
you know, even these pay at the hatch things don't usually knock in till 11 o'clock at night, which is ridiculous. Like,
is it a bit nanny state-ish to be bringing in laws around that? I mean, people said the same thing that time when we brought in the laws that stopped parents smoking in the car when they had children. Now, nobody has ever been arrested for that, by the way, can I point out. There's been nobody ever charged with it, because I think people kind of copped on and said, that was probably a good idea not to be doing it anyway. So, you know, and only the guards are kind of pushing it. It's a good guideline to have there. Maybe there could be a guideline set, or we could say it to people, but, you know, bringing it into law where you actually fine somebody for nipping in while the child is asleep at the back of the car.
Like, it's a bit, like, I get what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying, but at the end of the day, it's not made easy for people to do it, like.
No.
Do you know, it's not like, if you need, like, I like, there was a lady on there not too long ago talking to you, and she said she kind of plans ahead, and we do have to do that as well. Or, you know, if there's fuel in one car and not in the other, I'd be like, I'll have to take that car today to work, so, you know, we'll have to get fuel. And, you know, it's just not easy to get fuel with two kids in the car. Like, kids are little F-U-C-K-E-Ors, like, you know.
they can be, yes, they push on the buttons, yeah. Second,
like, believe me, my second one is a wild one, and no. What are you thinking?
Handbrakes off and all sorts of carry on.
Listen,
yeah.
Listen, he'd be probably sitting in the front driving it, like, you know, take off.
He chants his arm, would he?
Yeah, he definitely would. Like,
boys will be boys, as they say.
Boys will be boys, yeah.
Absolutely.
The love of cars.
Yeah, but look, I think, you know, I don't think there's going to be an issue as far as petrol stations are concerned in the next 4 or 5 years. I would imagine, you know, as we're all heading towards this cashless society, that all petrol stations, to save money on staff, might actually have, you know, the card machines outside, you know, where on the pumps.
Or just even on one.
Yeah.
There's no problem sitting waiting if the child's asleep in the car. If there's 2 or 3 cars ahead of me, big deal.
So have at least one pump that takes money at the car.
Yeah, or take the cars that you can tap. So you're not standing with 2 or 3 people in front of you in the queue, because that's where the trouble is.
Yeah.
You might be all right for a split second if there's no one in front of you. You go, there's the money for it, or tap your card and you're done. It's the problem, it's the amount of people that's in front of you.
Do you think we're a little bit overprotective by times, Clodagh? And I understand we want to protect children.
No, not with stuff like this now, like.
Generally speaking, in society, we went through a phase there for about 4 or 5 years of, you know, the man in the white van is coming to take all the kids. And realistically,
wine for a week.
Realistically, there was no men in white vans. I mean, it's very rare in Ireland. You could probably count on one hand the last 50 years how many children have been abducted in this country. So it's quite rare. It doesn't happen. But yet, if you were to believe Facebook, there's men in white vans and cars hanging around street corners. I probably the worst kidnappers in the world we have in this country, because it doesn't actually happen at all. They're usually just delivery men, and it's nosy busybodies on Facebook are saying it. So realistically, are we a little bit overprotective of our children? I mean, when I was young, we enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, but then we didn't have the social media and seeing everything every day of the week. You know, some people are just hypersensitive, and then some people are so engrossed in social media that they take it as verbatim, like that's real life, like, you know, like a game. Like.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. I think we're a bit more educated and we see a lot more, which is in some ways it's bad, in other ways it's good. Like when our parents were growing up, they didn't know. They just did whatever and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have people questioning, but there's a lot of judgment around it too. Like,
yeah.
You know, because of social media, oh, I've seen this one doing this and that, like...
Say there for a second, because I want to just get a male perspective on this as well. Although I think it's something that mainly affects females, but maybe I'm wrong in thinking this and it's a bit sexist of me. Pat, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Pat?
How are you?
How you doing, Pat? Well, it's mainly, I suppose, the ladies, because, you know, 85% of stay-at-home parents are women. So it's mainly this affects ladies, I suppose, every day collecting the kids from school, all that kind of stuff. But generally speaking, Pat, would you ever leave a child on their own, at a petrol station or whatever it is, the shops, ever?
Never. I never did. I have three of my own, so I have seen it. I was employed by the airport, and I've seen it in car parks, one in particular. Car park, a lady rushing into the toilet, and you know, like, it could. I just noticed the child in the car,
yeah,
and nobody else,
yeah.
Because I worked there.
And how old is the child?
Yeah, I would say about 3-4.
Okay,
asleep,
okay,
in a bed, what you call it,
a seat, a baby seat,
yeah, baby seat, yeah,
yeah, child seat, yeah,
yeah. And like yourself, I used to be left outside the pub and.
You say you work in the airport, by the way.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I used to be left at the old Alsa Club. Do you remember the old Alsa Club at the airport?
I certainly do.
It was like a porta cabin thing on the right, the left hand side as you went out. It's where Team Aer Lingus is now, actually. And I used to be left there outside in the car park, myself, my sister, and my brother. He'd bring out a large bottle of lemonade and two or three packets of pub crisps.
You were lucky. You got lemonade. We got cordial. Orange cordial or blackcurrant.
Yeah, in a glass. But that'll do you for 3 hours, and your dad came out pissed.
It wasn't too bad then.
But what was the difference?
I think the modern cars are more prone to, you know, like, as one lady there in your show said, spontaneous fires.
I don't believe so. I would imagine older cars are more dangerous than modern cars. I would like to think they are.
I don't know. I had a down Maris Minor myself, but it never came across my mind that it would go on fire. You know?
Oh, yeah, because they were more mechanical than electronic, from that point of view. Okay,
exactly.
Okay.
I mean, go on.
No, go ahead.
No, it's just that I've noticed this. Where I worked, and people just 5-10 minutes, they say, I'm going to pick up somebody in the departure lounge or arrival. They could be delayed for 15-20 minutes collecting bags and that sort of thing, and the child in the car outside. Now, you can't do it now,
you can't
do it in the last 10-15 years, you know. Mm-hmm. But at that time, they took chances and went into the loo and let the kids in the car. I was around at that time and really noticed what was happening, you know?
Yeah. Do you think the same question I asked Clodagh then, when it comes to our children nowadays?
Right.
Now, I don't know, how old are your kids now, by the way, Pat?
Too old.
Married and they have their own kids at this stage, probably, are they?
So I'll tell you, they're not Santa Claus age anyway. To a certain extent these days, yes. It's a different era, you know, like...
Yeah, we're a bit overprotective, do you think?
Yes, I think so. And rightly so. You know, like, when you think of all the abductions and... Yeah, well, we only...
Well, there isn't really that many abductions.
Well, there is.
They're away where? There's no. There's very few abductions in this country.
Look at that girl. Well, I don't know about that.
In Ireland?
Yeah. Yeah, but
I mean, look, it happens every now and again. It's quite rare, but there's very rarely abductions in Ireland.
You only hear the rare ones. You don't hear the
would you stop? If children were being abducted, we'd hear about it. I don't believe children are being abducted.
That's Monica McCann in
Madeleine McCann.
You know, like, to look at that, I brought my kids to Disney when they were all young, and we were told not to leave them out of our sight, you know, because kids were being abducted.
That's different. You're talking about the United States, a different place altogether, a population 300 and whatever it is, 60 million people.
Is there no lunatics here looking for kids?
Yeah, well, there is lunatics, but there's always going to be lunatics. But there was lunatics when we were young fellas and young ones as well. I don't genuinely believe that Ireland is a dangerous place when it comes to, or when I say dangerous, the risk of your child being abducted is extremely low.
Yeah, well, probably is, it still can happen.
Okay, all right, we'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Lorenzo. Lorenzo, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Lorenzo?
Well, good. How are you, Niall?
Good. Lorenzo, I mean, leaving your children on their own in the car, you know, while you nip into the shop or nip into the garage to pay for your diesel, is it okay?
Well, I honestly did. But I think that the common sense is the key between, like, the age of the kid, of the baby, and what you're going to do, like, because I've done, for example, that if I was doing diesel or buying croissants for breakfast, mm-hmm. and he was like 2 months old, so like I was getting literally in front of the shop, out in buying, tapping the card and out in probably 1 minute. So what the harm in doing that? Mm-hmm. Probably none.
Well, people are coming up with all sorts of ideas today that the car could blow up or somebody could hit the car or run into the car or abduct the child from the car or...
Yeah, but you can't control anything.
No, you can't.
I mean, for example, if something happened to me, like what? If I have a stroke and I have a baby with me, he will die because I'm 100 kilos. Can you imagine a 100 kilo man dropping down on the ground with a 2 month old baby on him? What do you think will happen to the baby?
Yeah, but I think, somebody made the point earlier on that if you leave the baby in the car and you go into a shop, even if it's only for, say, 10 minutes, and let's say you had a heart attack.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody would know the baby's in the car.
Yeah, but then what happened if I have the heart attack fall and the baby hit the counter? What do you think will happen? Would it be a better chance for the baby's survival?
Well, I don't know, but at least there's people around. They can see the baby with you.
Yeah, but I know that they see the baby, but a baby hitting a counter with the head.
Well, I don't know. By the way, you mentioned as well, Ashing, in Italy, you must buy a device to put under the baby's seat.
In Italy, there is a sort of plate that you have to put under the seat for the baby. So then the baby, that basically, with the baby weight...
I get you.
You know, the weight, say that obviously that the baby is on the seat. The device is linked with Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, I don't remember, to your phone. So then if your phone gets too distant from the baby and the baby is still on the plate, it basically makes your phone ring.
Oh, I get you. That's a good idea, isn't it?
And then so it tells you that you forgot the baby in the car.
Or if the baby gets out of the seat, you'll know as well.
Or if the baby gets out exactly in the same way. So if then you don't answer the phone straight away within a certain time, it will automatically ring your partner and the police.
Because tragically, there has been occasions where people would forget the child is in the back of the car.
Unfortunately, sometimes forgets, and the problem in Italy is the heat. Leave a baby in the car with the heat, is high.
Always getting a baby won't last on a warm day. Say, and hopefully this weekend to be warm, the baby won't last any more than a half an hour in the back of the car.
Yeah, exactly. But then, you know, for example, unfortunately, 3 weeks ago, it happened that a kid was 7 years old, I think, left unattended in the car the mother went in the crush to get the brother, and he took out the brake. The car went down the hill and killed three kids.
Oh, my God.
Because basically the car crashed into the crush, in the school.
Oh, no.
Basically, because she left the older one in the car, and he managed to, from behind, go in front, take out the brakes, and...
I don't know what it is that it's primarily little boys that do it. They feel they need to get into the front seat and take off the handbrake.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but then as well, in that case, you are leaving a grow up kid that can move around in the car, going in to collect the other one, and you don't even know how much time will take, because you know you're not going in, take the baby, and out. You might have the teacher telling you about something and. Mm-hmm. So that is common sense. You shouldn't.
Yeah, I think the advice always, Lorenzo, if you can take the child with you, take the child with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. If you can, take it out. But like, again, if he's like 2 months old and sleeping in the car, why you want to wake him up? And
as long as you can see the car. You know, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's like really going in, buying and out, there's no problem.
Yeah, and I like your idea, by the way. That idea, I had never heard of it before, but it sounds like a very logical idea. It's the technology is already in cars because, for example, if a passenger gets into your car, sits on the seat and doesn't put on their seatbelt, it beeps. And the reason it does that is because there's a sensor under the seat that detects if somebody is sitting in the seat. The same could be done for a baby in a baby seat. Listen, thank you, Lorenzo. It's a good idea. I'm sure you can buy those kind of devices on Amazon or whatever it happens to be. Sounds like a wonderful idea.
Hi, Niall. Loving the show. I think we should all just pull down our blinds, lock our doors, sit in the room in the corner, grab your children, hold them all tight, don't move, don't go out anywhere, nothing will happen.
Hi Niall, Beth here in Cork. I think like leaving them the way Anna is describing there, like, you know, when you're going out to the front door or going out to get turf or whatever it is, I don't know should there be legislation around that, but definitely I think leaving them in the car, and I think no matter how old they are, like Karen is worried about the little one, the Houdini, but I'd be worried about like my 6 or 7 year old pressing something or pulling the handbrake, as you said, or something like that. But my other worry would be something could happen to me. So like I go into the petrol station to pay and they're in the car. What if something happens to me if I have a heart attack or the petrol station is held up or something like that? You know, every time something happens to an adult, do you think, well, maybe let's go check all the cars in the car park in case this person has children and they're left in there? So I'd be a little bit worried about that too. And Karen's fear of, you know, a car ploughing into my parked car with them in it and me not there to steer it out of the way or whatever. So I don't think they should be left in the car. I really think there should be some legislation around that.
Yeah, Karen had quite a few theories, particularly around Houdini, I suppose.
The good old days, yeah. And no harm came to any of us. For God's sake, people are too quick to judge people anymore. Like, it's...
Oh, I think we had that one already, didn't we? The good old days, yeah.
I think while you go into a garage to pay for your petrol, I don't think that's abandonment or neglect. I think it's okay. And I mean, I'm pretty sure that most garages, like 99% of them, while you're in the garage, you can see your card out through the window. You can see the forecourt, whatever you call it. So no, I mean, there's a big difference between doing that and then, say, going in and doing like a shop, like going in for bread and milk and stuff like that. Like then, yeah, I'd be bringing the kid in with me to the shop for that. But in the garage to pay for petrol, no, I don't think there's a problem there.
All right, well, look, loads and loads of people have an opinion on it.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.